From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, forget Disney princesses. We've got sticker books for the World Cup and the tale of a couple whose retirement dreams have been shaken by the North Texas earthquakes. First, Dallas School Superintendent Mike Miles will unveil the next stage in his Destination 2020 project tomorrow. And as KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, that could be good news for South Oak Cliff High School.
Miles' Destination and Imagination 2020 plans target four areas he says are key to improving student results. They include new methods for training and evaluating teachers and principals, improved curriculum, better internal systems to gather, understand, and distribute data, and more parental and volunteer involvement in schools. A few weeks ago, Miles led a bus tour to some Imagination 2020 schools. Madison, Pinkston, and Lincoln High Schools top the list and include the elementary and middle schools that feed them.
There are areas of great need. We have a number of kids who come to us who are challenged with poverty and who are behind in their academics.
Miles now plans to add South Oak Cliff High and the 11 elementary and middle schools whose students will eventually go there. The plan includes an extra $3 million budgeted to pay for more principals, master teachers, paid and volunteer tutors, and other resources. Richard King liked the program at Lincoln High, where he just graduated.
See, Imagine 2020 does a lot for people. They bring in programs that benefit students. Imagine 2020, it helps the students as if some students may not have enough money. They make sure everything's okay. I mean, I love it.
Miles hopes other students, now at South Oak Cliff High, will benefit the way King did. He's on his way to Wiley College, a historically black liberal arts school in Marshall, Texas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Benita and Patrick Jones found their dream retirement home in Azle, where dozens of minor earthquakes started 6 months ago. KERA's Dwali Saikautau has their story in our series, What's Behind the North Texas Quakes.
The sunset hits the 2,200-square-foot home almost perfectly. It glows a soft orange-red on 5 acres of wild prairie. There's a natural spring creek that runs out back, a brown barn, horses. The last thing Bonita and Patrick Jones expected to see and hear was a parade of 18-wheelers.
When we first moved here, we watched all the water trucks constant go up and down the street. And of course, as you see, our street shrinking.
That's right. Trucks were rumbling along their little country road before dawn, after the sun went down, and on the weekends. So one day, they stopped a driver and asked about the water.
And the guy did tell us, you know, you wouldn't want this water. It's waste, you know, water from the injections. So I know that's what it is. It's a disposal site.
A disposal site, also called an injection site, is wastewater or produced water from oil and gas drilling from the Barnett Shale. The site is within walking distance. Before moving to Azle from Fort Worth 4 years ago, she didn't know what an injection well or disposal well was, but now she does.
Every well is supposed to be identified. It's supposed to have a number that you can go and pull up and find that well on the Railroad Commission. This well is not on their site. They don't even have a number there.
The site is fenced with a sign that says Enervest, but no identifiable number. The Houston-based company has some 28,000 wells in 17 states. We called Enervest and the Railroad Commission of Texas to identify this site, but our calls were not returned.
Our concern is one of the benefits of buying this property that we were saving for is it does have a well on it.
He's talking about a natural water well.
And it does feed, the well is supplying all our horse barns out back. It's supplying all the systems, anything that is non-drinkable.
Right. You grow vegetables, whatever. That's where your water's coming from, you know, is the well.
And then there are the earthquakes.
To me, it's common sense. Okay, you're forcing stuff into the ground. Yes, you're going to cause some unnatural things.
For a year and a half, 2 years we were here, there was nothing. And then it started happening twice a day, at least once every other day. There's got to be a reason that all of a sudden all this seismic activity was occurring.
The Joneses say after the media reported on the many small earthquakes in November and December, mostly under magnitude 4, the water trucks were seen less.
Well, now it's been quiet. Earthquakes have slowed down and everything, and they're cranking right back up.
They've started hearing the trucks again at 4:30 a.m. and hours after they go to bed. If oil and gas companies continue to drill wastewater deep underground, they worry about another round of earthquakes. Dua Li Saikautau, KERA News.
This Wednesday night, Dua Li will moderate a panel discussion on the quake sponsored by KERA State Impact Texas. You can find details about the event at Azle High School at keranews.org. The U.S. and Ghana are in the thick of their World Cup match. The score is 1-0 USA. There's a company with U.S. headquarters in Irving that's determined to make soccer trading cards the next big thing. KERA's Lauren Silberman visited Panini America.
That's the sound of high-end soccer trading cards being printed for the first time. This year, Panini America, which has exclusive rights to publish collectible trading cards for the NFL, NHL, and NBA, brought soccer into the mix.
The soccer business for World Cup is by far the fastest growing sport in America, and the volumes for which we're selling of this one particular collection are far greater than any one collection for a U.S. sport.
That's Panini America CEO Mark Warsop. A pack of six so-called Prism cards costs $5. Most aren't worth much, but the rare and autographed ones are in high demand.
An unautographed black Prism card of a key player like Ronaldo will trade on the secondary market for $3,000.
That's right. One card, no autograph, $3,000. Sports memorabilia is a multi-billion dollar business, and Panini was already raking in cash with another World Cup collectible, the sticker album. Think a slick, soccer-themed version of a Dora the Explorer sticker book. Nick's Sports Cards has been in business in Dallas since 1989. For decades, the shop has been strictly baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. But last World Cup, Nick Redwine made room above Nolan Ryan and Mickey Mantle for Neymar and Messi.
Well, we tried it the last World Cup. And to me, I mean, I'm going, okay, we'll give it a shot. And it did really well, but nothing like it's done this time. It's exploded this time.
The sticker albums go for $2, and they look like Scholastic workbooks. They're bright blue and neon green. Each page has spots for stickers, the headshots of players, 643 total.
These are the individual packs that run $1 a pack.
Debbie, Nick's wife, also runs the store.
There's been so many people come into the store since we started carrying them from Germany and Spain and Portugal and all different countries.
For the first time, Hugo Salazar from Arlington is collecting stickers. He has more than 600 so far. And to find the ones he's missing, he uses social media and Craigslist.
I've met people from Africa that have interesting stories. I've met people from Mexico. I've actually met Canadians. It's a worldwide thing, Panini, and it's very interesting on how it's done.
Salazar, who's 18, says he's spent about $100 on stickers. Each pack is a dollar. But he hasn't bought any trading cards because they're too expensive on a college budget. Mike Payne has been collecting trading cards for four decades. He's managing editor of Beckett Baseball Card Monthly.
To be honest with you, some of the only things I buy now are soccer. Because to me, it's fresh. It's new. I like immersing myself in what's going on in the world today, and soccer is very much at the high end of collecting and sports, really in general.
Some buy the Panini trading cards and stickers as an investment. Others to be part of a community. And Debbie says some for the Technicolor appeal.
Everybody loves shiny cards. When kids come in here and they're new to the hobby, that's what they want. So I think they hit a home run on this one.
Well, more like a game-winning goal. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
For the evening, partly cloudy skies, a low around 76. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with a high near 91. It's 92 degrees in Dallas, 93 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.